I'm not sure I could. They say time heals everything, but I'm still waiting. I'm through with doubt. There's nothing left for me to figure out. I've paid a price.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Friday, January 25th, 2008 edition of the American Awakening. I'm your host, Michael Herzog, and I will be with you today for the next 4 hours. I'm also going to do the National Intel Report today because John Stadtmiller is feeling a lot under the weather, and he asked me to sub for him today. So we're going to have a lot of time to talk. We're going to open up the phone lines. I'll tell you what, the first thing I want to do today, folks, is I want to wish my son a happy 21st birthday. So for my son, Michael T. Herzog Jr., happy birthday to you, Michael, and I hope your head isn't pounding. Either today or tomorrow. I know what happened on my 21st birthday, and I'm sure a lot of you out there do. But at any rate, I'm proud of my son. He's 21 years old today, and he's been waiting for that for a long, long time. Now, before I get into what's going on today, yesterday I had mentioned to you that I wasn't sure whether I was going to have a guest today or not. If it wasn't a guest today, I was going to have open lines. But since I'm doing 4 hours today, we're going to have a lot of time for open lines. And also, if you listen to my show Wednesday, you remember I had Judge Andrew Napolitano on, who spent all of about 29 minutes and then made a graceful exit when Sherry Jackson had put a question to him. And then I had another lady call in that was ex-CIA by the name of Barbara Hartwell. Now, since that show, I have gotten a number of emails from people asking me to bring her on the show, a number of people that have told me that this lady is legit. And then I had one email that said she wasn't legit. So what I did was I did a little bit of background research on Barbara Hartwell, and I'm going to bring her up today and let her share her story with us. And it should make for a very, very interesting interview. I talked to her for a while off the air, and she's got some very, very interesting things to say. There's a lot of stuff up there on the internet about this lady. She was affiliated with the CIA, and she's going to share some information with us that I think we all need to know. Now, while I'm thinking about it here, folks, I don't want you to forget Don Wiskin at Cartivite. Okay, that stuff is great stuff. I take it 3 times a day. Wouldn't live without it now. And give Don a call at 877-928-8822. Again, that's 877-928-8822. And don't forget John Onesti for all of your financial advice, stocks, bonds, mutual funds, CDs, 401ks, IRAs, annuities, anything that you have that you think needs to be managed, what to invest in, what not to invest in. John Onesti is the guy to call, folks. It's 505-296-2453. And I wanted to put out a quick note there. Most of you may know already, but I pulled up the MSNBC results of the Ron Paul, or the debates last night, and Ron Paul won with 42%. Mitt Romney had 40%, so I guess that's a plus. And he also, I believe, he won Louisiana, too. So, you know, the candidates are starting to drop like flies. What is there, about 4 or 5 left in the Republican side? So, you know, as much as the news or the mainstream corporate media tries to ignore this guy, they're going to have to start accepting that this guy's for real, he's a player in the game, and he's going to start putting out the information that people need to hear. Hopefully a lot of those people hear the information and wake up. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, be back after the break with my guest Barbara Hartwell, and we're going to talk a little bit about the inner workings, underworkings, covert workings of the CIA. See you in 3. Good show today, folks. Call your friends and neighbors. Be right back.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
This is an urgent RBN Financial Bulletin. Have you ever thought about making a little extra money at home with your computer? If you have and you would like to make money by actually learning how to beat Bilderberger insiders at their own game, this will be the most interesting message you will ever hear. Here is why. We all know that knowledge is power, but what most people don't know about is how to gain the kind of knowledge that insiders would really rather that you didn't have. Once you get that knowledge, it then becomes a question of turning that information into financial gain. Well, there's now a very real chance you will actually be able to make money this way. Here's what it's all about. There's a new program available that teaches you how to scan the media for enormously profitable insider stories. Once you learn what's ahead for a given company, you'll have an enormous advantage over the rest of the market. Get the details at www.earlymorningadvantage.com. That's earlymorningadvantage.com or call 815-259-4552. Once again, the site is www.earlymorningadvantage.com.
All right, we're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona. And yes, today, folks, we're not going to back down. Now, I'm going to go to my guest in just a minute. But for those of you who haven't heard, and I want to remind you, if you haven't already had a listen, I want you to tune in the morning at 9 a.m. Central Time for Nadia Shamsuddin with Escape from Freedom. I've been tuning into that show, and it's a real good show, folks. And I mean, she brought some really, really interesting information up this morning. And I'll tell you what. You know, listen to her for a bit, and you're going to get hooked on her. I'm hooked on it. It's a show. Of course, I listen to a lot of the shows on RBN. But pay close attention to this one. I think this one's going to go somewhere, folks. But at any rate, okay, with no further ado, let us go to my guest, Barbara Hartwell. Are you with me, Barbara?
Yes, I am, Michael. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you, dear. How are you today?
Oh, I'm fine. I had an interesting experience, though, just a couple of hours ago. You know, I have this electronic harassment that continues from time to time. I received a phone call on a voicemail with nothing but some piercing electronic phone signals coming through, and I just kind of laughed because, of course, they're on my lines all the time, and I'm sure they knew I was coming up on the air today.
Well, I'll tell you what I'd like for you to do for the sake of the listening audience that doesn't know who you are or anything about you. First thing I want you to do is give out your website, and then I want you to take my listening audience through a timeline of your experience with the CIA, you know, some of the stuff that they had you doing, and what happened to you during your journey through this.
Okay. First I'll give the website, and that is the normal, you know, www. Barbara Hartwell, that's B-A-R-B-A-R-A-H-A-R-T-W-E-L-L, dot blogspot Amazon.com.
Okay. Now,
Right, now
I want you to take us back. You are basically a CIA whistleblower. Is that right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. I want you to take us through a timeline of what has happened to you. I mean, you got to start as early as you can, wherever it was that you go back to when
you Michael,
were a little girl.
Well, Michael, this would be sort of hard to do because in my case, and I think I should say this up front. In my case, I should say we have to go back a little into history. I do come from what is known as a CIA family, going all the way back to OSS, Office of Strategic Services, which is the precursor to CIA.
Mm-hmm.
And so these agencies, specifically CIA, OSS, more than any other government agency that I've ever heard of, it's basically a cult. It is a cult. It's not just an agency. These people recruit their own. They train their own children and grandchildren. So it's intergenerational. Certainly in my case, it is.
Now let me stop you just for a minute. The core of this, though, it developed from Operation Paperclip. Yes. Okay.
But I think that's important for me to mention that too. The formation of CIA in 1947, that was when the official agency started, and it came from the OSS, as I mentioned. This was as a result of Operation Paperclip, where they imported basically Nazi war criminals after World War II, SS, Nazi scientists, and that formed the core of CIA.
Okay, so
if you want to know who you're dealing with, CIA, it's Nazi war criminals from the get-go. That's how it started.
Okay, and these people, you mentioned that they're intergenerational. I don't want to say they interbreed, but maybe they do. I don't know.
Oh, they
but
do.
But at any rate,
they do.
Okay. All right. So continue. Go ahead.
Okay. So in my case, because I did come from a CIA family, and I will name at least one side of my family, and that's the Percivals of Virginia. Percival is my family name. So Hartwell is a married name that I just kept. This started for me when I was a young child because of the fact that I was recruited in childhood. Now, I think some of the listeners probably have heard of the MKUltra program.
Oh, yes. Yes. My listening audience is very awake. Yes. Go ahead.
Okay. All right. So that's how it started for me. In other words, we're talking about a recruitment. And I think this is the case across the board from all the experiences that I've had and all the people that I've known. If CIA wants you, they'll get you. They'll recruit you. And they certainly do recruiting in colleges. This is not to do necessarily with my situation, but they do it on that level as well.
Mm-hmm.
It's like if somebody says, oh, gee, I'd like to join CIA. I'm going to go make an application. Most of the people, they don't get them that way.
Let me stop you just for a minute here. Okay. Now, because I have gone onto the CIA's website, and I believe I have seen something that says, become a part of the CIA or whatever.
Yes,
so,
oh, yeah.
That's just, that's probably a cover then, right?
Well, it is. It is, because almost every person that I've ever known, I have talked to some people over the years who said, oh, well, gee, I tried to join. I wanted to join. And they were, without exception, the ones that I knew about, each and every one of them was rejected. Okay. So I just want you to understand, Michael, how insular this organization is. It's elite in terms of how they view themselves. In other words, if they want to get you, if they've decided this person is CIA material, they're looking for talent. I can say that right up front. The coin of the realm in CIA is talent. Okay. And so So they're looking for capabilities. That's another way to put it, capabilities. And if they see that you have certain capabilities in terms of certain types of intelligence, I'm talking about natural intelligence that you were given by God, talents, capabilities, all those sorts of things, they profile. They will profile the potential recruits. Also, genetically, they're very into genetics, eugenics. They're looking for particular qualities. All right, so
talents and capabilities that they're looking for. I mean, are we speaking of talents and being nefarious, talents of being able to break into somebody's house and not be caught?
No, Michael. So we're not even. Let me say it this way. Yeah, they're eventually utilized. The talents are obviously utilized in those ways, in nefarious ways. But the talent itself is neutral. It could be seen as neutral. For instance, one of the things that I was trained in, because I had a natural ability, and this is kind of offbeat, so I don't want to focus on it too much, but it's the paranormal. I'm talking about clairvoyant abilities, gifts of the spirit that were given to me by God. They have people in these agencies, in all these agencies, and they utilize that very
now,
much.
Don't they call it in that particular arena like remote viewing?
Well, okay, yeah, that's the official version put out for the public. Okay,
mm-hmm.
But the things that I was involved in these very deep black operations, and so it makes remote viewing look more like a kindergarten class. But again, Michael, I don't want to focus on this part of it, because my whole purpose for coming on this program today is I just want to give people an understanding, an overview of who these people are that are basically running the government, and just how nefarious they are. And my focus has always been defending liberty, individual rights as bestowed by God. That's the focus for me.
Okay, now, you're saying the people that run this government, this is indeed evidently the shadow government in collusion with the military-industrial complex. Is that
absolutely?
All right. Now I want to interrupt you for just a minute here, and this is off topic, but I got this mm-hmm. on my screen, and I want to announce it to the mm-hmm. listeners. I just got a flash here that the Monte Carlo Casino is currently on fire, and I guess Sean Hannity has come out on his radio program today and said that this is a serious situation, and those floors could collapse. I wonder why I would throw that in there. That's interesting. Okay, back to where we were talking about. I reported that, so let's get back into it. Go ahead.
Okay, Michael, I have a question for you real quick. How many minutes do you have until the break?
About one.
Okay, after we come back from the break, I would like to read something to you, which I think will present, it's very short. I think it will present an excellent overview that will explain what I'm going to be talking about today.
Okay, that's fine. We've got after the break, it'll be a short segment. I believe it's about 5 minutes, and then we have
segment. That would be great. Okay.
Yeah, that's great. Okay. So you're going to read a short excerpt that's going to give us an overview of exactly mm-hmm. what's going on here.
Yes.
Is that right?
Well, yes. It will give you an overview from a perspective of another individual who happens to be a former FBI agent who's in the same boat I am for becoming a whistleblower.
So any time that anybody decides to have some integrity or to, be right with God and to search their moral mm-hmm. conscience, then they are literally ostracized and or targeted.
Absolutely, Michael. I mean, that's the thing. And we see the example of Sherry Jackson. I mean, she's a hero to me, and she's a shining example of that. Anybody that stands up for what's right, who searches their conscience, and says, I'm not going to be a part of this. They'll target mm-hmm. you.
Okay, I'll tell you what, we're going to go to that break, Barbara. Stick with us, folks. We'll be back after the break with my guest, former CIA Barbara Hartwell, and she's going to get into what exactly is going on, read a short little glimpse for us when we get back. Stick with us.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism.
Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions Frequency Instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
All right, we're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona, with my special guest, ex-CIA Barbara Hartwell. And Barbara, go ahead and read your short little note there.
Here's the title of it is FBI and CIA Threaten the Fabric of Constitutional Government. And this was written by my very dear friend, Gerald Sosby. He's a Vietnam vet, former FBI agent, whistleblower, and also was a professor of constitutional law. He's an attorney as well. Okay, and his website, let me give that out, is Sosby, S-O-S-B-E-E-V, FBI, Sosby versus FBI.
Okay.
The primary focus of this website, Sosby versus FBI, is on the threat to national security of the United States and the accompanying assault on humanity by corrupt and criminal agents of the FBI and the CIA. The incompetence and lack of leadership in the FBI, coupled with the ever-increasing FBI abuses of power within the context of the emerging FBI-CIA-sponsored global fascist state, foreshadow a new wave of human rights abuses, such as arbitrary killings, imprisonings, and torturings of good people around the world. And such atrocities are known only to the few surviving victims and to maniacal government agents and operatives functioning subsurface in countries controlled by the centralized fascist state. The FBI's abandonment of respect for constitutional rights of citizens is reflected across the nation by incidents of FBI misconduct and criminal activity. All law enforcement agencies follow FBI dual standards of unbridled arrogance and accelerating decadence. The growing chasm of distrust between the people and traitorous government agents threatens the very fabric of our constitutional government. There you have it.
Unbelievable. It's absolutely amazing. I mean, and we've got this. And, you know, for years, I'll tell you, Barbara, you know, before I was awake, and, of course, the normal mind-numb, dumbed-down American public, they hear CIA, and, you know, the thought is, if you think about it at all, the CIA is a government organization that works outside of the United States and, you know, makes sure democracy is maintained, and it's a total lie.
That's a lie. Yeah,
that's the mindset of most Americans.
Well, that's what they want you to believe. You know, I mean, the CIA is infamous for what I would call illegal domestic covert operations, including some of these deep black operations, the mind control operations, and that sort of thing. I mean.
Well, now, you know, and that brings to mind a book by John Perkins, you know, Confessions of an Economic Hitman. Now, was he not in the CIA as well?
You know, I haven't read the book, Michael, so I wouldn't really be able to comment on that.
And I haven't read the book either, but it's about, you know, he tells about how the, I believe it's the CIA, would go in and basically buy off politicians that were elected president of countries. And they would offer them $200 million in one hand or a gun in the other, you know, and say take your choice.
Well, they're notorious for fomenting overthrowing, you know, democratically elected governments in foreign countries, you know, fomenting revolutions in, you know, foreign countries and stuff like that. I mean, that's just what they do. I mean, it's supposed to be an intelligence gathering organization, but nothing could be further from the truth. I mean, that's a small percentage of what they do.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you, but what is the truth? What is the real truth? And you know about their nefarious operations here.
Okay. Well, if you want to get real deep here, we could say that. Have you heard the phrase the Olympic Cartel?
Actually, I ran across it on your website last night.
Oh, you did? Okay. All right. Well, we used to call them in CIA. We used to call them the Olympic Cartel. We're talking about the people way above at the top of the chain of command that gives the orders filter down, okay? And I would describe the Olympic cartels, you could say Illuminati, you could say CFR, the Bilderbergers, Trilateral Commission, Club of Rome, on and on and on. You know, I mean, these organizations that are multinational or private, actually they're private organizations in a sense, that, you know. So where CIA really takes orders from, it's certainly not. They're supposed to be accountable, okay, supposedly accountable to the President of the United States. It's a lie. They're not accountable. The President,
well, now,
in many cases, doesn't even know what's going on inside.
Okay, now let me ask you, when we talk about the CIA, we're talking about supposedly, at least on the surface, we're talking about a domestic, you know, United States government entity. But the reality is, it's an international crime syndicate, and it involves, well, the Israeli Mossad, the ISI, and so forth. Would that be it?
Oh, yes, okay. Michael. I call them the criminally insane agency. That's what I call them.
Okay.
Because that is exactly what they are. I don't know how to. This is an emotional issue for me, so I try to stay calm, you know, when I talk about this. But I can't tell you the depth of just depravity, nefarious, heinous, odious, just of what they do.
Okay, well, I think I hear the music just barely, Barbara.
Okay.
We're going to take
a short
break here, 3 minutes, and we're going to come back for a long segment with my guest, Barbara Hartwell. Folks, stick with us. We've got a lot more to go here, so call your friends and neighbors. Be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
There are many types of storable foods, but how about a superfood that contains every nutrient that the human body needs for survival? 50% protein, 300 milligrams of potassium per ounce, and calcium and magnesium for your heart and bones, with many more nutrients found in this incredible food source that the government does not want you to have. This product is available in powder, seeds, and oil, and is shipped free to your door in the U.S. This product is illegal to grow in the U.S., but is legal to import. Don't waste time thinking about storing food. Plan ahead and prepare for yourself and your family now, and be in control of your destiny. You can save and invest your money, but in the end, food will be your greatest asset. Remember what the Word of God says in Ezekiel 7:19. Call 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Remember, food will be your greatest asset. Call 908-691-2608. This product does not contain THC. Call 908-691-2608 today.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle.
For some time now, you've listened to our corny DidYouRobBillGates.com ads. So let's get serious for a moment. DidYouRobBillGates.com can really show you how to make money with your own home-based business and will give you the ability to quit your job, pay off debt, or how about buying some silver and gold for the future or retirement? What about just being around more for your family? DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how to increase your cash flow so you can get the things in life you want. What if all it took was answering the phone? Could you do that? When the cash flow increases, it's amazing what you can do. It's about independence and freedom. DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how. Don't wait any longer. Go to DidYouRobBillGates.com. That's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
All right, we're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona. Before I get back to my guest, Barbara Hartwell, I want to make another announcement here. Dr. Moses in Illinois called in and said that the Monte Carlo, and this is the Monte Carlo Hotel in Las Vegas, folks, that caught fire, I guess, and I guess it's almost, they got the fire almost out. Nobody was injured. Not a big deal. They're reporting it all over the place, though, and it's interesting that Sean Hannity would plant that seed that the floors might collapse. Gee, I wonder why he would do that unless he wanted to continue to perpetuate that lie that floors could collapse due to fire. To continue to perpetuate the lie about 9/11? Interesting. Anyway, back to Barbara. Barbara, go
yes,
ahead.
Yes, I'm here. Mm-hmm.
All right.
Okay. Now, one of the things, as I said at the beginning of the program, Michael, you know, I really am hoping, I know we don't have a lot of time here, 2 hours, but I'm hoping to give an overview here so that the show is not about me and my experiences. I'm just a little piece of this. That's why I read that little report from my friend Gerald Sosby. I have another thing here that I would very much like to read. This should generate some outrage. This was written by a former LAPD officer, retired LAPD officer. He's a good friend of mine. He's now left the country, but the CIA tried to recruit him, and he was persecuted into the ground. He finally left the country, if I may.
Go ahead.
Okay.
Now, do we get his name or not?
Yes, I can give you his name. It's published on my website. In fact, I was the first person that talked him into going public. So this is from way back. I think this was going back to like maybe 2001 this was first published. His name is Ed Schooling. Okay?
Okay.
All right, here's the and let me just give you just see. Okay, I'll do that after. Let me read what his report. It's titled CIA Drug Running, Gun Smuggling, and Much More. The suspects who conduct the harassment toward whistleblowers will not change by us publishing this info harassment and pleading with them to understand that we are American patriots who love this country. It just shows a sign of weakness in their eyes on our part. No, I believe we need to say in response to harassment such as with interference with phone and email, etc., so what, ass? Keep it up. You will just make us more determined to keep up the battle for freedom, and someday you will get yours. What goes around comes around is surely true. Nearly every one of the key people in LAPD who harassed me while on LAPD when I was blowing the whistle on illegal CIA drug running, gun smuggling, kidnapping of teenage girls, drugging them and forcing them to prostitute for VIPs aboard your yachts in Marina Del Rey, California, crimes of murder, attempted murder of a police officer detective, using Florida law enforcement in conspiracies to commit murder, whacking your own men, money laundering, bilking investors of savings and loans, and much more. Those key LAPD supervisors and corrupt detectives got theirs in various ways, such as one was beaten up badly in Hollywood while with his girlfriend. A few others bilked out of about $100,000 by other corrupt white-collar criminals, but that is what they get for accepting bribes from the mafia. Still others had their own marriage suffer badly when it was exposed by me. They were using prostitutes at LAPD parties. Others who attended these parties were local FBI and DEA agents. Yes, I was there too, just to take all of your names for my later report. Hope I didn't cause you cops and agents too much anxiety. You should not spit into the wind or have messed with me. What? Oh, yes, I almost forgot. That's when I received death threats from peers and superiors and a threat from one CIA operative. Let's see. My transcript of those threats seems to indicate over 30 threats and by name. You ignorant fools could never figure out I was taping our conversations so many times. And for you good guy FBI agents, I thank you two who will remain unnamed, who instructed me as to how to turn so-called illegal evidence, including tape recordings, into legal evidence. Thanks, guys. It did work, at least for part of my purposes. Regarding my many allegations, others, including very high officials, were at least forced to retire earlier than they had wanted due to my allegations. Can you believe that one high official in LAPD had the audacity and was so ignorant that he had flyers put up all over the city announcing his retirement party at a known mafia hotel restaurant? Someone eventually advised him to change it to somewhere else, since I had already made allegations about LAPD officials covering up mafia crime, naming various names, including this official. I thank my honest immediate superiors who wrote in my annual rating reports that, quote, he is second to no one in investigations, unquote. Wasn't that difficult to explain to the public when you, corrupt high officials, attempted to discredit me? I believe that I rattled some cages from L.A. to Washington, D.C., possibly as the most stubborn and tenacious flea on the dog's back. I don't regret anything. I only suffered for 6 years and then won my lifetime tax-free disability pension along with 6 years back pay. I thank the ass for allowing me to pay cash for my farm ranch after that six-year wait, which woke me from my RoboCop state. And no, neither Mike Rupert nor Mike Rothmiller of LAPD were crazy when they charged LAPD and CIA of being in bed together in running drugs internationally and other crimes. Nor were our many other federal, state, and local agents and detectives who have multitudes of evidence throughout America from LAPD to NYPD of the drug running and many other crimes by shadow government cabal inside CIA, FBI, ATF, and many other agencies with corrupt, conditioned cops. Thanks to LAPD rumor control that I spread, I was very dangerous, carried 6 guns and 2 hand grenades at all times. That rumor helped keep me alive. Hey, guys, it was only 2 guns, not to mention what was in them. But sorry, no grenades and just 1 other very secret weapon and the best weapon of all, my brain. And thanks to CIA when trying to recruit me for all of the valuable detailed information I received in my weeks of instructions on becoming an expert international arms dealer. Could it be that when I finally refused to be one of you, that you had me fired on trumped-up charges? Did you really think that I was ignorant, that I didn't know you planned to have me, once hired, accidentally dropped out of a C-130 or otherwise disposed of? Did you think I would allow my key informant to take that cruise to Costa Rica with you so you could drop her over the side? Yes, my law enforcement intelligence partner from another jurisdiction had been documenting as to how many persons never returned from those day-long cruises with you. You are so lucky to have had such high-ranking corrupt friends inside the U.S. Customs and ATF in Washington, D.C. to stop our investigation. They even stopped the IRS. Notice, though, that I never stopped anyway. Am I still on there, Michael?
You're still there.
Great. Okay, I'm almost finished here. Thanks also to the real good guys who are proven unnamed whistleblowers from the CIA, FBI, military intelligence, military officers, current and former, as well as other agencies, all of whom I learned much from in many fields. You have never heard of most of these men and women, and I have not yet even written about the major crimes involving airlines, mafia, CIA, LAPD, and massive corruption and cover-up, in which I have another 4 good guy retired FBI SA to back me up. Nor have I even touched on the subject of Operation Gladio, commando operations in Europe, in which the CIA, U.S. and allies, trained and financed European terrorists to kill multitudes of innocent people in bombings and shootings in order to frighten the public into crying out for more state security. In the words of one Belgian terrorist whose leader reported to the CIA, we were told to kill mostly just women and children. Read, machine gunning innocent women and children in supermarkets and while they were fleeing outside the market. This was in a city in Belgium. Isn't mind control behavior modification wonderful? This is all documented evidence on Gladio. And to you, FBI, ATF, CIA, etc. agents, these U.S. commandos seriously injured federal policemen in more than one country. The terrorists trained by Gladio commandos killed federal policemen. Remember the 3 dead carabinieri in Italy? Maybe it will be you, your partner, or your children here in America by your own military, U.S., and allied commandos. No, patriotic Americans are not the enemy. It is your own government cabal of men who would sacrifice you and your family for their purposes. So, CIA, FBI, U.S. Army, CIA, and U.S. military mind control doctors, do you think we don't remember anything? And this is crucial. I'll get into that. For John and Jane Q. citizens of the USA and those in other countries, do you get the picture yet about the planned 9-1-1 New York and Pentagon attacks on innocent persons? Why and by whom? Operation Northwoods, pretext for a Cuban invasion, was a plan that was never put into play. However, Gladio was operational for decades, and many innocent persons were killed. More to come on the history and status of Gladio. I hope that this small piece reaches many countries and many more in America, for I have only just begun to speak out. And that's Edward Schooling, LAPD, retired.
Well, I think that pretty much confirms that not only do they wreak havoc on their own citizens, but they eat their own, and I'm assuming
yes.
that they also have permeated through every agency, inclusive of the LAPD, when he's got these higher-level superiors
yes.
that are trying to
yes.
convince him to... Now, and all that being said, Barbara. When we look at some of the incidents that have happened over the years that were questionable, for example, TWA Flight 800, would it be safe to assume that there was some kind of a covert CIA operation going on there?
First of all, let me just mention that I certainly couldn't be considered an expert on that particular case. I haven't researched it. I certainly have read a lot about it, but I can tell you, Michael, one thing is I don't believe in coincidences. If you've ever worked for any kind of government, military-type, intelligence-type agency, none of us ever believe in, quote, coincidences, okay? So.
Right. I can go on and on and on, but I had Judge Andrew Napolitano on my show yesterday, who has just released a book called A Nation of Sheep. And in that book, I read it on the plane coming back from Indianapolis the other day, and he had mentioned Paul Wellstone, the former senator went down the plane crash. Now, he didn't allude to anything other than the fact that he is since deceased, but he was talking about, I believe, the anthrax scare, and he was—I think it was the anthrax scare—and Paul Wellstone was somehow involved in that. But I mean, this goes on and on. You talk about Paul Wellstone, you talk about Ron Brown, who was in the Clinton administration, and he went down in a plane crash. But I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah, Michael, the Clintons have a hit list a mile long. All right, and actually, most of the people that are on those lists are dead now. You can look that up on the internet.
Oh, no, I don't have to, because I've got a file right here with, I believe there's 57 of them.
Yep. Oh, yeah, and I'll tell you something.
I was going to say, okay.
Go ahead, Michael. Go ahead.
I was going to say that I have made attempts to contact some of the people that were affiliated with the Clintons indirectly when they were still when he was the governor of Arkansas, and I can't get these people that were involved in any of that to even answer my emails. I mean, I don't know whether it's they're scared to death or what, but these people have instilled an immense amount of fear in a lot of people. Go ahead.
They have. What I was going to say is that during the time that Clinton was president, I'm trying to remember what year that was. I got out of CIA in 1994, so I think it was around that same year, somewhere in that time frame, maybe 95. I think it was 95, 95, 96, something like that. The Clintons planted somebody on me, and this guy was a lawyer. You know, he's a lawyer, and he came to me in the guise of, "Oh, I want to help you. I want to help you. I want to help you with your case against the government. You know, filing a lawsuit against the government for what they did to you." It was very smoothly done. It was the meeting was arranged by a mutual acquaintance type thing. You know, and then this guy, I saw him coming. I made him from the minute one I saw him. Here he comes. You know. And I finally got this guy. It's too long of a story to go into now, but basically I finally got him to admit to me that he was CIA and who sent him. He pretty much told me who sent him. He's a friend of Bill Clinton, Bill and Hillary. But anyway, I had to sort of kick his ass, not in a literal sense, but in another way.
His butt.
Send him
his
packing. Hiney. Yeah, I had to send him packing. They're not going to let anybody who they consider to be a threat, you know, a meaning that you're going to speak out if you're going to tell the truth. That's one of the things that I think you can see. Anybody that's turned into a whistleblower because they have a conscience, because they have integrity, because they're not going to sit back and watch what's happening. I think those two letters that I read, those two fellows that are both friends, the former LAPD officer and my friend Jill Sosby from the FBI, they said it better than I could have on this whole program. That's why I read their testimony.
Right. Well, and we see this. I mean, and this is what's really frustrating about, I'm not just speaking for me, but I'm speaking for the listening audience, because I get emails and I get callers that call in and talking about how frustrating it is to go out and try to wake some of these people up. But what happens is, is, you know, they will, a whistleblower, somebody that has a conscience, somebody that has integrity and a soul, or, you know, and I can go on and on, Scott Ritter, for example, okay, mm-hmm. When he was doing the, when they were over there looking for the so-called weapons of mass destruction over in Iraq, I mean, he uh-huh. was a whistleblower. But what they will do is they'll try to demean them, they will try to destroy their credibility, they will ostracize them, they'll try to ruin their family, but on the other hand, if you have somebody, and I can't remember the general's name now, but he was in the Pentagon, and at 9/11, this guy, it was determined that this guy made a severe error, according to the government, yet they promoted him to the Joint Chiefs of Staff. You know, so they reward these, you know, these covert
it's called,
or...
it's called blood money, Michael. You know?
But you have to, but Barbara, beyond just the money... You literally yeah. have to sell your soul
well, you
to do.
Do
some of these acts.
Well, yeah. I mean, and here's the thing. The one thing that I want to mention that I think is real. Oh, I'll wait till after the break. I hear the music.
Oh, you're okay. Getting good at this. Okay.
All right.
We've got a break coming up, folks. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, with my guest, Barbara Hartwell. We'll be back in three. Stick with us. Call your friends and neighbors. Got a lot more to talk about. Be right back.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had two mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardiovite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardiovite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased. And I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
All right, we're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona. Short segment coming up to the top of the hour. Now, at the top of the hour, folks, I'm going to open up the phone lines, and you're welcome to join in with this. I do have a caller online. It's another whistleblower here, Barbara, and okay. I'm going to let him on. I've had him on my show a couple of times, so I don't know. You may know Lieutenant Eric Shine, correct?
I've heard the name.
Okay. Well, I'm going to bring him up and let him give us a little bit or, you know, chime in with you because you're both whistleblowers, so let's talk to him for a minute, okay? Eric, are you with us?
Oh, Mike.
Hey, Eric, how you doing?
Good. You, Mike?
I'm doing fine. Let me introduce you to Barbara Hartwell, a former CIA, and I thought I'd bring you up and let you chat with her for a minute. Go ahead.
Hey, Barbara. How's it going?
Hello, Eric.
Yeah, real quick, I wanted to throw out that when military forces were fielded after Katrina and Rita in the South, it was Commandant, he was Vice Admiral at the time, he took over FEMA as a military officer. When Michael Brown was outed or run out or, you know, Mr. You're doing a good job, Brownie, head of FEMA was booted.
Uh-huh.
Admiral Fallon took over, and they're saying that the Coast Guard is a branch of military unto itself in Homeland Security, but he was the one who fielded troops in the South armed against American civilians. He's also now in charge of the Coast Guard as the new commandant, has been in charge for a little bit, and he's actually carrying on military tribunals of American civilians here in the United States.
Oh, I believe it.
Well, this is a, you know, as I mentioned before, guys, you know, and I'm sure that you'll both agree, this is a, this octopus, if you will, it slithers its way through every agency, and it's literally the epitome of evil, and a lot of people succumb to it. The people that don't succumb to it are probably, you know, have an immense amount of fear instilled into them, keep their mouth shut about it, or maybe politely resign. And the ones that do want to, you know, be gallant and bold like yourselves and step up to the plate and blow the whistle, that's who they target. And Eric, as we both know, and you shared your story on my show a couple times, you know, you have been a target for how many years now?
In excess of 5, probably going up to about 15 if you really look at the backdrop and everything that's going on. But I wanted to mention something real quick, too, was Thad Allen is also married to Pamela Hess. She's related to the Hess oil dynasty, which is the regulators, Thad Allen, sleeping with literally the regulated in Pamela Hess of Hess Oil. She's also related to Rudolf Hess, who was the deputy Führer to Adolf Hitler in Nazi Germany. And then they out and they named the very two first vessels coming out in this national security class, the Berthof and the Vosch, two good German names.
Well, I guess that just adds
Michael, may I ask you? I just want to ask Eric, can he hold on till after the break? Because I would just love to hear about some of his, what they've done to target him.
Sure.
Yeah, sure. I'll keep you up for a few minutes. Now, I'm going to open the phone lines up after the top of the hour, and I'll tell you what, we've got a short segment coming up at the top of the hour, and Eric, I'll give you the floor and let you clue Barbara in as to what's going on. Now, a lot of my listeners haven't heard you. Some of them have. Many of them have. I'm familiar with Eric's story. But, I mean, you know, the tragedy that befalls people who have conscience is, well, I'm speechless, okay? I'll tell you what, guys, we got a break coming up. Eric, I'll give you the floor right after the top of the hour, and you can share your story, the high points of it, with Barbara Hartwell, and maybe you guys can commiserate off the air as well. Be back in 2 minutes this time, folks. Stick with us. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona. Phone lines will be open after Eric gets through, which will be about 8 minutes after the hour, okay? All right. Be right back.